And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. And if you're hearing this, it must be summertime. For 50 years, the Beach Boys have provided the soundtrack to summer. But after the success of their now legendary 1966 record, Pet Sounds, the band began to splinter. Mental health issues plagued Brian Wilson, and his involvement waned while other members carried on the Beach Boys' name, not without frequent legal battles. The band also suffered the deaths of Brian Wilson's brothers, Dennis and Carl. But now, founding members Mike Love and Brian Wilson have gathered all the surviving original Beach Boys to celebrate their 50th anniversary with a brand new album, their first together in over two decades.
We've got beaches in mind. Man, it's been too much time.
The new record is called That's Why God Made the Radio. Mike Love says it all started during rehearsals last year to re-record one of their old hits from 1969.
When we were in the studio doing Do It Again at Capitol Records, Brian had some stuff that he showed us, and we went to the piano, and then we did some vocal parts to it and, added to what he had already started. And so it was really cool because you could hear that knack for chord progressions and vocal arrangements Brian's always had. Mm-hmm. It was just like there was never any lapse in time, really.
How about for you, Brian? What were those rehearsals like when you got back?
It was nuts.
Yeah.
We had Mike's band leader, Scott, is a slave driver.
He is, but that's cool. He's really into
a slave driver.
He's into every single note and chord and everything.
He wants it perfect.
I mean, obviously your voices have matured. They're different. And so how do you think about taking your voices now, you know, Beach Boys 50 years later?
I don't think we've changed that much. I mean, we all have the ranges in which we sound the best. In fact, back in the studio, it sounded like it was 1965 again to me.
Sometimes I realize my days are getting on. Sometimes I realize it's time to move along.
I'm speaking with Brian Wilson and Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Our new record is called That's Why God Made the Radio. We've been speaking, of course, about one kind of harmony, and I want to ask about the other kind of harmony. Brian, you've, of course, spent a lot of time away from the Beach Boys. There were many tough years and disputes between the members of the band. Talk about the band today. I mean, is there harmony within the Beach Boys now, Mike and
of
Brian?
Of course there is, of course. Yeah. You know, we've had 50 years practice.
Yeah.
Not just in music, but as being guys, you know.
Yeah.
Practice being a guy, you know.
Well, Brian and I go back to childhood together. The first time I remember him singing was on Grandma Wilson's lap singing Danny Boy and Christmas carols and singing doo-wop and Everly Brothers together. So we go way back. And so although there might have been separation for periods of time or might have been getting hung up on a dispute over something, those things are way in the past. And right now, we're in the moment. We're doing some great music together. We're doing fantastic concerts. I mean, this public has responded amazingly to seeing us all together.
Do you sometimes think, God, why did we waste our time ever fighting?
Yeah, I do. I think there are definite mistakes made because of ego and whatever reasons, and I just wasn't thinking clearly enough. And so I'm glad all that stuff is in the past and we're on the same page together harmony-wise. So we're all about harmony these days, both individually and musically.
There are a lot of references on this record to nostalgia, to sort of remembering the good old days and wishing it could be that way again. Did you go into writing with that theme in mind?
Brian got the ball rolling with the tracks, and what I thought about is the nostalgia part and whatever contributions I made. It definitely influenced me in writing these songs, being back together and maybe not having been together for a while.
The good times never had to end, and now's the time to let them happen again. We can have ourselves a blast. Good times, they aren't only in the past.
Brian, when you're on stage with your bandmates, are there moments where you are a bit emotional, just, you know, being there and being back? And
yeah, when they fix up a video of Carl and Dennis singing on screen, we do Dennis' song Forever, and Carl goes, does God Only Knows. And it's a very sentimental experience.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, but it's really great, though, to include Dennis and Carl on this tour.
They're up on a huge screen behind us, up against the wall.
So it is an emotional experience, there's no doubt about that.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
How do you guys respond when you hear many, many modern bands and acts say, Pet Sounds the greatest record ever made?
Not the greatest. One of the greatest, though. It was a special album. It really was.
What was the greatest ever made?
Oh, I would have to say Sail Away by Randy Newman.
Wow.
Wow.
But of course, I don't know if anyone agrees.
Pet Sounds has been a favorite of a lot of people. In fact, Paul McCartney once said something about God Only Knows being the perfect song or the best song ever made or something.
I mean, apparently when John Lennon heard it, they were terrified about releasing Sgt. Pepper's, right?
Because I don't know about terrified. I think there was a mutual admiration society going on there back in 65, 66.
They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they.
A lot has been made, you know, over the years of the differences that the two of you have had. But what do you share? What do Mike Love and Brian Wilson share?
50 years of music.
Make it 70.
That's a lot of years to be together.
Yeah.
And we still love each other. And
that's right.
And we're about to do another concert tonight.
Well, Mike Love and Brian Wilson are two of the founding members of the Beach Boys. They've reunited for a new record. It's called That's Why God Made the Radio. Mike Love, Brian Wilson, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
And if you're lucky enough to go to tonight's concert, it is, where else? In Los Angeles, California. You can hear a few tracks from the Beach Boys' new record at our website, nprmusic.org.
Shelter from the sun.
Our program is directed today by Walter Ray Watson. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, and Phil Harrell. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. Our thanks this week also to Craig LaMoult from member station WSHU. Mathoni Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. For Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We're back tomorrow with more news, stories, and music, including Jack White, formerly of the White Stripes. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.